Episode 2022, It Just Is Not Working.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. Can you believe it? 1 week down. And how many more to go in 2020? I know. Take a deep breath, because maybe you're just feeling overwhelmed, overworked, and underpaid. Call it parenthood. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. It just is not working. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, I find it very fascinating that we sit here and look at our work and we're like, oh my gosh, I'm overworked, I'm underpaid, I'm overwhelmed, I'm stressed out. But then we forget to look at our everyday life when it comes to our family. Sometimes you can give it your all and make a change, but at other times, it just is not working. Parenting is full of challenges. You think you have it all figured out, and then something comes along that changes your superhero status. We all want to be superheroes. Wouldn't it be nice to be the superhero to your kids every day? Sign me up. I am there. I want to be the superhero. But you know what? I fail every single time. Failure achieved. I got it, and I got it down pat. But the thing is I run myself into the ground because I try to do even better than what I thought was good. It really does feel good when you nail it, doesn't it? You're like, yes, I won. When your kids get it and they look at you in the eye and they're like, thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. You're the best. But those times when you're just mediocre, what are you to do? You got to give yourself a break. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Give yourself a break. Everyone needs a break once in a while. You get breaks at work. Wouldn't it be nice to give yourself a break when it comes to parenting? So give it to yourself and also to your kiddos. You deserve some grace too. It goes both ways. Now, that doesn't mean though you get to take off the parenting hat. Nope, you can't send the kids back from where they came from. It doesn't work that way. Their warranty is expired once when they're in your arms. Done, finished. Whew, you're finished. I mean, come on. And your heart's already attached. I mean, let's be real. But I get the frustration. It is confession day. And we've got to own that we get tired as parents. We've got to own that, you know what? When I repeat myself 100 times in one day, and that's not an over-exaggeration. Oh no, that is real stuff. How many times can I tell you to pick up that pair of shoes? Oh no, we say it over and over and over again. And 100 times probably is less than what we really say it. And guess what? You go to bed and that pair of shoes is still sitting there. And you look down and you go to your room and maybe not consciously you're saying, oh, you screwed that one up. But subconsciously you're like, man, why don't they get it? Why do I have to keep repeating myself over and over and over again? Well, you know how I feel about spilt milk. I have had many accidents with spilt milk. I don't know what it is. Why God decided to make spilt milk my lesson teacher. But it is, and it shows up not quite every day now, but it used to for a long, long time. And it always had to do with milk. You know, the kids would get old enough and they'd start pouring their own cereal, or they would want to pour an extra glass of milk. And I'm like, sure, go ahead. The gallon's not completely full. Oh, but no, half of that half gallon that was left is now on the ground. And I'm thinking, what am I doing? Lots of lessons learned from spilt milk. Sounds like a book to me. What do you think? So I want you to give yourself a break. I want you to give yourself grace to say, you know what? I'm not going to get it right every time. But I'm still a really good parent. I'm loving the child that I've been given and blessed with the best that I can in the situation that we're in. I'm doing it. And no, it's not perfect, but I know that I can do better, but I appreciate what I can do now. So how do you give yourself a break? Well, number one, be real, not hard. Truth matters, but hurt burns. You can get yourself in a predicament if all you do is cut down yourself and your child too. We're real good at slicing ourselves, and we can cut our heart up in a million pieces. We can tell ourselves by the end of the day how many times failure was achieved. I mean, seriously, is that really what you want to hear? No. So I want you to be real with yourself, but not hard. I want you to tell things to yourself in love. Yeah, you can be firm. You can say, you know what? I'm really going to work on this area. So work on that one area, right? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's not 20 steps at a time leads to miles of greatness. No, it's one step. So be real, not hard. Number two, be patient, not hurried. This is so challenging. And I'm owning this one, man. Sign me up. I'm like, come on. I want it done right the first time. But it may take 10 to 15 times or that 100 times, 101 times, to get that pair of shoes to move to the bedroom. You can do it, but you have to be patient. You can't always get what you want the first time around. And it's amazing to me how many lessons are learned in that. So be patient with your child. Be patient and not hurried with yourself. You know, this whole COVID-19 thing, in my opinion, has begun to slow things down a bit. We don't have 20,000 activities to do in one day. We may only have 100. And that still seems like a lot. But we have stuffed ourselves to the point of exhaustion. And when we're living our lives in exhaustion, how in the world can we raise children up to be the best that they were created to be? We can't. Because we can't even show up as our best selfie. So be patient, not hurried. And finally, number three, be consistent, not scattered. Everyone benefits from consistency. It builds habits worth keeping. One thing that I have learned when it comes to parenting across the board is consistency. Whatever you do, make sure you follow through. You can say that over and over and over again. Whatever you do, make sure you follow through. Get that deep down within you because it builds what? That consistency. And that consistency means what? Oh yeah, you're Steady Eddie, right? Yeah, you know Steady Eddie wins the race. That's what the turtle did, right? It was steady and steady and steady. And eventually he won the race. That's consistency in parenting. We've got to be very steady as a parent. We've got to be steady and consistent in our discipline. What we're going to do, how we show up. And if we make a mistake, man, own it. It's all right. It shows that you're not perfect and that guess what? You can handle failure. Sometimes we try to put on this persona that we are the superhero, that nothing can go wrong with mom. Nothing can go wrong with dad. But that's not how it works. We have to be vulnerable, not only to ourselves, to our spouse, but to our children. So be consistent, not scattered. Know what you want to achieve, even though you may not achieve it. And that's hard to do. Because we want results, and it may take 20,000 times before we get the one result that we're looking for. Be real, not hard. Be patient, not hurried. Be consistent, not scattered. When you feel like it just is not working, give yourself a break. No, you can't give up on parenting. You can't. Like I said earlier, you can't go and take the child back where they came from. It doesn't work that way. The warranty expired. But you can rest and give yourself grace. And most of us sometimes are trying too hard. And we're measuring ourselves to others. I want you to look at your situation, your circumstances, what you can do. It's not about what your best friend is doing. It's not about what your mom did. It's not about what your cousin is doing. It's about what you need to do for your family. This is your family, and it looks differently. I look at my brother and sister, and we all are doing things differently when it comes to our families. And the thing is, that's how it should be. It's not about me being exactly like my sister and my brother being exactly like me. It doesn't work that way. We have to find our own way that works for our family. And it's tough because we want to be the best. I get that. We want to be that superhero parent. But I want you to take your cape off and I want you to put it in the cedar chest for a while. I want you to give yourself grace and I want you to give yourself a break. And I want you to really look at yourself and say, you know what? You're doing your best. And then I want you to pick one thing. Of these three, be real, not hard. Be patient, not hurried. Be consistent, not scattered. Which one of these do you really need to focus on? I can pick one out. Mine is be patient, not hurried. I feel like I am juggling so many balls at times. It's all up in the air. I've got so many different things going in all different directions. I mean, there's five children. And now we have our oldest married, which is now actually having her own child. And so we're growing as a family and expanding, and that is changing the dynamics. And it's wonderful. But I have to realize to be patient, not hurried. And everything that I do. Because I do sometimes try to cram in so much in a day. And then by the end of the day, what am I saying? What did you get done? Seriously, look at your to-do list, Christiane. You still have 10 things on it. And you started with 12. And I'm thinking, what did I get done? And what happens? I begin to beat myself up. And I feel less than as a mom. I feel less than as a wife. I feel less than as a woman. That's not fair to me. But I'm the one who set myself up for failure because I'm not being patient. I'm being hurried. There's a difference. So pick one of these areas and work on it for an entire week and then come around and say, you know what? I want to look at this and analyze this differently. How have I bettered myself? What other things can I tweak? Or maybe you've already got down a few patterns and you're like, you know what? I want to try something new and make a change. Go to something else. Parenting is an everyday adventure. It is. It's like climbing Mount Everest and coming right back down again and doing it the next day. And it's tiring and you get winded. And sometimes you just can't breathe. And sometimes you have the energy that could just rule the world and you feel like a superhero. Today, be a superhero to yourself. Take your cape off, put it in that cedar chest, give yourself a break. Because you know what? When it's not working, you got to try something else. Go today with a smile on your face, knowing that God's got you as a parent. You're not alone in this whole mess that sometimes we're in. And I know I feel like that. There are days that I'm talking to the wall and I wish the wall would talk back. I'm glad it doesn't, because then this would be a whole different episode. But we got to understand that we're human. And so know that you're on an adventure every day, but God's got you. Go out, train for life, and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.